So not a lot of positive reactions in Israel to Hassan Rouhani's diplomatic opening and his speech at the UN. But here's something that caught our eye about Rouhani's trip to New York this week. Iran's only Jewish member of the parliament there is accompanying the president. Siamak Moreh Sedeke is his name. He's a physician. Iran actually reserves one parliamentary seat for the country's Jewish community. Christians and Zoroastrians also have reserved spots in the legislative body. Saeed Kamale Degan is a journalist with The Guardian in Britain. He's written on the minister's presence in New York. So, Saeed, today there was a tweet on allegedly Hassan Rouhani's Twitter account saying that Moreh Sedeke is present in Rouhani's morning session with leading analysts. We can't be sure this is Rouhani's official Twitter account, as I said, but what do you think is the reason he decided to bring this Jewish member of parliament along to the UN?
Well, I think after 8 years of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, after eight acrimonious years under Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, I think Rouhani is trying to revamp the image of Iran on the world stage and show another face of Iran. He said last week that he was going to take Iran's only Jewish member of the parliament with him to New York, and he's done so. I think his Twitter account, I think the one at Hassan Rouhani, is himself, because the pictures that it is posted on that Twitter account shows very clearly that somebody who's tweeting those pictures are accompanying Rouhani every minute.
I mean, a tweet like that kind of almost feels like some of my best friends are Jews.
Well, you saw what Rouhani, for example, told Christian Amanpour of the CNN yesterday about Holocaust. You know, there is a big contrast about Rouhani's visit to UN and that of the Ahmadinejad.
Let's talk about that interview, because he did say, Hassan Rouhani said about the Nazis, whatever criminality they committed against the Jews, we condemn. What have been reactions to his comments on that? What have you heard from Iran?
I personally think that he's accepted Holocaust. I don't think we should read too much out of his lines. I think he said very clearly that he did the criminality of the Nazis against the Jews, whatever it is, he condemns it. He's almost saying that whatever name you want to call it, I condemn it. It's almost his acknowledgement or his recognizing the Holocaust after Ahmadinejad. Obviously, he did it in the limits of the Islamic Republic, because he's very worried that when he goes back to Iran, the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and the fundamentalists are going to question him if he passes in a Red Cross.
This isn't the first time that a Jewish MP from Iran accompanies an Iranian president to the UN. I mean, you said Rouhani's trying to revamp the image of Iran after Ahmadinejad. Do you think this is more of a PR campaign, or do you think there's a genuine interest by the Rouhani team to reach out to the Jewish community there?
I think there is some genuinity in what Rouhani is trying to say in New York, including his comments about the Jewish community around the world and the Holocaust as well in particular. For example, about other issues, not only about his Jewish beat, I think, for example, about the release of prisoners back in Iran, I think we saw a number of prisoners released. That was a positive sign. It wasn't only rhetoric. It was action.
I'm intrigued by Iran's Jewish population. How old is that community?
It's a very old community. Iran's relations with the Jewish community is back millenniums. It's not even centuries, you know. Well, since the 1979, unfortunately, there has been ups and downs, and the population of the Jews in Iran has declined. For example, many of them have immigrated, obviously, because of the restrictions, because of the discriminations. What Rouhani is trying to do and trying to say is that even the government of Iran is not against the Jews. Well, Ahmadinejad perhaps was not the true representative of the people.
Saeed Kamale Degan, journalist with The Guardian in London. Thank you.
My pleasure.